The poll was commissioned by the Washington-based group Justice at Stake, which monitors Supreme Court races nationwide. When it first asked about 600 likely voters about public financing for judicial candidates, nearly two-thirds agreed with the idea. People were then presented with arguments for and against public financing of Supreme Court candidates. Given that information, support for the idea increased, with nearly three-quarters favoring it. Randy Goodermuther is the vice president of American Viewpoint, the company that conducted the survey.
I think what you're looking at here is you're looking at a proposal that has extremely strong levels of support, frankly carry very little political risk, if any, and it is seen as a priority that needs to be addressed, even in light of the fact that it will cost at least some tax dollars.
Even more respondents, nearly 4 out of 5, said they felt campaign contributions influenced judges' decisions in the courtroom. Former state Supreme Court Justice and Marquette Law Professor Janine Geske says the results show something needs to be done to preserve the court's integrity.
Historically, the people in Wisconsin had great, great respect for the court, and I think the survey shows that they still respect the court, but they are concerned about where this money's coming from and you know, how these races are being run.
The survey contained at least one inconsistency. When voters were asked whether the governor and legislature should address the issue of public financing for judges regardless of other issues, most said yes. But nearly the same number said they thought issues like education and health care should receive tax dollars instead of judicial campaigns. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.